Today's episode of No Boundaries is sponsored by Bringing the Blues Back to RMU, taking place on November 3rd, 2017 at 5 p.m. at Hopwood Hall at Robert Morris University. There is free admission, and it features Jill West and Blues Attack, along with the screening of Blues Chronicles from the Berg, and also, live from Robert Morris, it's No Boundaries.
No Boundaries!
Pew, pew, pew. We should get an air horn.
I do have an air horn app.
Ah. Sick.
It's too late now, though, isn't it? At this point,
we can do it. Well, there'll be another moment where we can do the air horn app.
You should get on topic, Sam. You want to start off topics?
Bringing the Blues back
topics,
to the Berg.
Well, we have a lot. We have so much.
A lot, but again, it's Nick and Sam and Jonah and what's her name?
I don't know. Blue shirt again.
Blue shirt.
We have a new host.
We do.
We'd like to welcome this blue shirt. We'd like to welcome Megan.
Last name?
What's your last name?
What's her last name?
Wow. Is it Meast?
Is it Meast?
It's Megan Meast.
Meast.
Megan Meast.
Megan Meast. She makes bread.
Megan Yeast infection.
Not from this show. That's a bit insane.
Yeah, that's why we're called No Boundaries.
It's very Megan, disrespectful to eat popcorn into the mic.
Megan's a great co-host for
asset.
Us.
Cause,
yeah, she can really... combat all of our douchebaggery.
True.
All right, Sam, what's first?
Well, why don't we start off with our good pal over in Hollywood, Mr. Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Of the Weinstein Company and Miramax.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein. Pew, 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 pew.
He already got it.
Okay.
It's funny because we can't hear it, but
yeah,
Jonah can.
Jonah can.
So we don't know.
Wait. Do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah. Just hold on. After I say Harvey Weinstein.
If this
Harvey Weinstein. Nice. Okay. Cool.
If this is really loud in your ears, we apologize.
Yeah.
But
no.
Probably
it's fine.
Not.
They can deal with it. But like, this dude. Oh man. He had some. He's made some mistakes.
Do you see his quote that he said? He goes, "It was the
'60s
and '70s. It was
just a different time.
That's how
the office ran.
You know, just girls love being just grabbed by their vaginas.
It's great.
Good time.
Bring me to speed. What happened? I've been in class.
Okay.
I haven't been with the real world.
Harvey Weinstein, probably the biggest Hollywood producer of all time.
Okay.
I'm not like
the biggest.
Right? Is that?
I would say so.
I would say so, too.
Mm-hmm.
There are now numerous...
Huge numbers
of sexual assault allegations against him brought on by people, like, working within his companies, production companies, or, like, even actresses.
Yeah, he, like, tried to get Heather Graham to, like, he said, like, you can't star in one of my movies unless, like, you sleep with me. I was reading, like, one of her testimonies.
Yeah. I didn't even see Heather
There was,
Graham.
Like, a bunch of actresses, like, testimonies.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Angelina Jolie, Ashley Judd. That was the big one, was
Ashley Judd.
That was, like, the first one.
How did this start? Did one of them come forward and then the rest, like, the Bill Cosby thing? Like, once one of them came forward,
I feel
it snowballed?
Like,
or is this different?
I feel like there was people kind of knew about it, but they kind of pushed
it. It was the Sandusky thing. It was, like...
Yeah, like, apparently, like, Matt Damon and, like, company knew about it, but they were just kind of like, I mean, I don't know if they knew that it was this bad. Because if they knew it was this bad, I'm sure they would come forward.
Yeah, because this is a lot.
Seth MacFarlane, a couple years ago when he hosted the Oscars, made a joke, like, he said, he was announcing Best Actress in a major motion picture, and he said, congratulations, women or ladies, because you, like the nominees, congratulations nominees, because you no longer have to flirt with Harvey Weinstein to get a good role, which is pretty terrific. So he was really ahead of the curve there on that one. What a great joke. Good
job. It
was
like
Seth.
The guy who got Bill Cosby in trouble, Hannibal Buress. He started doing stand-up comedy about like the sexual allegations, and people were like, oh, that actually happened. And they looked into it.
What a funny guy.
Yeah. Speaking of sexual allegations, President Trump.
Oh. Segue.
That was a pretty terrific segue.
That was a good segue.
That was like the guy who offered us coke in the city. That was spot on.
We'll talk about coke later.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, so our good pal at the White House, Donald Trump, he
the calm before the storm.
Yeah, that was dumb. I mean, like, we're not going to go into too much detail. Like, nobody cares anymore. He's just being an idiot, and we just have to deal with it, and that sucks. But, yeah, calm before the storm. That was weird.
Did you also see, like, where he said basically we should kind of get rid of free speech? He, like, tweeted
He tweeted it was awesome. He's like,
it's crazy perfect. How these news reporters just get to write whatever they want. We should really do something about that, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's like... That's against the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well.
And he's a big, you know, he uses the First Amendment a lot.
Oh, yeah, he really does. He loves it. That's like his favorite.
My favorite tweet was like the one he had from like 4 or 5 years ago. That
sorry,
just,
losers and haters. Yeah,
sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the best in the world.
It's great. I think I favored it. He challenged them. I can read it word for
word. Oh, and then, what's his name? Rex Tillerson. He called Donald Trump not just a moron, but an effing moron. I really wish we could say that.
Oh, I wish we could, too.
But
Jonas said
Oh, and we could just get animal noises to replace it.
But we already said effing moron. You know what we're talking about.
We've done that before.
We're not, yeah.
That's
but
old news.
It's not cliche.
Yeah, too cliche. But
the
I have
called a tweet when we're ready.
A member of Donald Trump's own cabinet said to Donald Trump, or not to Donald Trump, but sort of behind his back, that dude's an effing moron, which is pretty awesome.
It is.
Yeah. And apparently, like, they have a pact with, like, Tillerson and...
basically a suicide pact.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, not... actually kill himself.
No.
But if one gets fired or discriminated against because of
they just leave
them being a smarter person than the president, then yeah, they all leave, which is pretty awesome, I think. Okay.
The mic can pick that
up. Our friend
stop blowing your USB.
Our new co-host
into the mic.
I think it's time to make a
Megan's vaping into the mic.
She's kind of gay.
Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest, and you all know it. Please don't feel stupid or insecure. It's not your fault.
Yeah, guys.
That's the president for you. Yeah, he challenged Tillerson to an IQ test. He says, oh, no. I'm not a moron. I can assure you. I challenge Rex Tillerson to an IQ test. I'm sure I'll win. I would love to see
I that. Love how John Oliver just like... I can't say the word, but craps on the president so much. And, like, he brings up, like, everything that he's ever, like, lied about, and he shows it. Like, the last episode, he showed him, like, caught in a lie completely.
Yeah.
Like, they finally, and then he hit the buzzer.
Yeah,
he's like, we got him! We got him!
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What about Mike Pence leaving the Colts game early?
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, it's awesome. It sucks because he used, over $1 million of taxpayers' money just for a stupid bit.
Yeah,
and it's confirmed.
And he knew they weren't gonna. He knew some of them would kneel or whatever, especially if they announced he was there.
Yeah, and
he acted as if he didn't know that was gonna happen.
Yeah, and Donald Trump was like, "If one of those people kneel, you get out of there." And then he it looked kind of normal. Like he was just, oh well, I'm gonna leave because blah blah blah. And then Donald Trump had to say like he couldn't give Pence all the credit. He had to. He had to be famous just for a little bit. Yeah, like, he was like, oh, no, this was my idea all along. I told him to leave. It's a big political stunt. Yeah, look at me. I'm awesome. That's great. Greatest president of all time.
Honestly.
But
he makes me laugh.
He's the best president named Donald Trump that we've ever had. That's for sure.
Who was the guy?
The Dolphins coach.
Yeah,
our friend, the Dolphins coach,
who's snorting coke.
Whose name I don't remember. Who was snorting the coke in the team facility, talking about escorts.
Snorting the coke.
La coke.
La coke.
The coke.
La cocaine.
Und coke.
Und coke.
The baby powder.
Colombian bam bam.
Mexican fireballs.
Okay, well, he was doing it in the team facility and promptly...
don't know what Mexican fireballs are.
I don't know either.
Did he quit or was he fired?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure he probably got fired.
You know, you can't do that and have an escort in there.
I think he actually did resign before they fired him. I'm pretty sure.
You can't fire me. I resign.
Well, he was going to get fired. He was going to get fired, blue shirt. Thank you.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you. And speaking of sports, it came out like hours ago that Steph Curry, the star of the Golden State Warriors, has a foot fetish, and his wife sends him pictures of her feet like all the time.
Ooh, Steph.
Honestly,
who cares?
Everyone's got their kink.
I don't care about Steph Curry. I don't care.
I bet you if you looked at if you found out every celebrity's kink, there's just going to be one just more weird. And
I'd love to see like Ben Affleck's kink. I feel like it's really weird.
I feel like after he did the Batman movie, I'm like, or no, he did Gone Girl. After he did Gone Girl, I'm like, you know what? He likes some erotic asphyxiation or whatever that word is.
Yeah.
Episcopaliation.
All right.
I like the eating popcorn in the mic.
I think this is a new thing.
Piss off, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
What'd you just say?
Piss off, I'm hungry.
We're allowed to say that. That's not one of the words. That's not one of the words.
All right. We're not getting fired this week.
We just can't say.
No, not this week.
No, we just can't say.
Only time to tell.
Just keep hitting the jewel. We'll keep doing the show. All right.
I'm not going to do it
now. Yeah, pictures of his wife's feet are just all over his camera roll. It was good stuff. There's a bunch of women outside.
Reportedly one of them flashed us. That's just another day at No Boundaries.
Just another day
what
in the office.
Speaking
of flashing, I saw some photos today earlier this week on a friend of mine's phone.
That was mine.
They might or might not be in this room right now.
Oh yeah, that was my phone. I was looking up a photo, I screenshotted and like he saw.
Oh, boy.
No, you screenshotted it.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Really?
I'm dating her. So
I'm glad we're talking about it on the radio.
I can't wait till she watches this, too.
Yeah, listens. Yeah, listens. Dang it, you got me.
How do you feel about that, Megan?
As a woman.
What, screenshotting?
I wasn't purposely showing him them. I was
as an independent woman.
Well, I have a nice app where I can put them that aren't in my photo album, but I didn't get around to putting them into that app yet.
All right, you put thought into it.
Exactly.
Okay, can we be done talking about Donald Trump, please?
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump and his girlfriend.
Is it time?
No. Do we have anything else?
We didn't really write.
I mean, well, we tell you the truth, folks. We didn't write any of this down.
We wrote one thing down.
We made this script for this next segment. It took hours. We were sweating profusely.
It took like a half an hour.
You're ruining my whole joke that I was going with.
Oh.
So
that was the
just
point.
Be quiet.
Shut up, red face.
All right. Hey. Let's
Last time we did this, someone had to swear and get a cow noise put in.
But that was gold. That was the most enjoyable part of our show.
I think the most enjoyable part of our show is when you're not speaking and it's me and Sam speaking.
Oh, yeah, because everyone loves to hear you talk.
I think they do.
All right, fellas, let's settle down.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe I got to deal with this, Megan?
What, do you have to live with him?
No. I mean, not really.
None of us live together.
This part.
None of us live together.
You just have to be with him.
And then you're going to deal with it, too, now. Woo! Ooh.
Guess Sick. What? Speed dating with Megan Meast.
Yeah.
Megan Meast.
Yeah, yes.
That's
it's
a significant downgrade for me last week. Let's just put it out there.
Okay.
And we would like to encourage all five of our listeners that these do not reflect the opinions of the personalities on the show No Boundaries. This is for entertainment purposes only. Jonah, you're the host of this show. Let's get going.
I'm the host, but Megan's the one trying
to
date us.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Oh, no, she's in charge.
Yeah, she's
in
charge.
That's right. Never mind.
I'm off the table now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
I'm just supposed to be a D-bag now.
Talking to the mic. And
did you just call her new guy?
Yeah.
Whatever. So round one is a bunch of questions. Mm.
Thanks.
So what does your zodiac sign say about you, and do you agree with it? Are we looking this up?
Does anyone know their zodiac sign?
Mine is a Sagittarius.
I don't know what that is. What is a zodiac?
People give horoscopes and tell you things about your life that aren't true, or they may be coincidentally
horse
true.
Tropes?
Horoscopes?
When's your birthday?
My birthday?
Yes.
Your birthday.
It's oh my God.
He forgot.
Oh my God.
You're witnessing history.
This man doesn't know his birthday.
What's your birthday?
Who is Sam?
Whoa. That's the real question, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Sam. am I?
Yes, you are Sam.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, because last time he was Carson Daly. That's why.
Oh, that's right. He was Carson Daly.
Scheiße. That's German. That's German. That's a German word.
Oh, that's snap right. is what he just said in German.
Well, I don't know. I don't. My birthday is in July, so.
You wrote a really bad first question.
Hey now.
Listen, if he would just answer like a regular person.
Is that a Leo?
Things should keep going. Sure, we'll go with Leo.
Yeah, whatever.
Ooh, I'm a Zodiac.
Are we doing this on the app?
I'm going on Google.
Oh, you're looking it up? Okay, that's cool.
No,
that's
so if we're going to see if we agree with it.
Apparently, I'm sensitive and caring and have strong will.
Do you agree with that?
I would agree with all of that.
You're strong-willed?
Yeah.
You're caring?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
What is caring?
No. What was that? Mm-hmm.
All right, Leo.
I'm curious and energetic.
You interrupted Megan.
I did, I know.
She's not going to date you.
That's
fine. That thing we talked about interrupting last week?
Interrupting? That was Mike.
Yeah, well, now it's you. Yeah.
Now it's
Shut
you.
Up.
Oh.
Wow. Well, yes, man. I'm going to sit up in my chair.
Nine!
Okay. All right.
Shyster.
Right, you're creative. You're passionate. You're passionate and warm-hearted and cheerful.
Sounds like you're consoling someone that's like about to have a mental breakdown.
Or their dog's
dead.
Hey,
no. It sounds like my girlfriend just broke up with me and you're like trying to cheer me.
Sam, you're compassionate and cheerful.
You're cheerful.
Colors.
You're a cheerful guy.
I try not to lie to them that they're never going to find anyone else.
You don't like being ignored, facing reality, or not being treated like a king. Is that true? Are you royalty?
Why be a king when you can be a god?
Hell yeah, I am. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm royalty. Now let's
I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with? All right.
No.
Fine.
That was a great start.
Hey Nick, what's your take on Game of Thrones?
Well, I don't really care, but they need bigger boobs, and some more boobs would probably make me more interested because I kind of lost my passion to watch it.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was just a cool series, but...
Nice.
That's fine. Jonah, what's your favorite Halloween candy and why?
Spermies, because it reminds me of my Friday night. El Mayo.
Okay, I mean, I thought like Reese's... Or Kit Kats.
Reese's. Did you just say Reese's? I believe it's pronounced Reese's.
I don't think that's
true
at all.
No, you're wrong.
No.
As you eat popcorn like a heathen, you are wrong.
A heathen? First of all,
it
I grew up.
Fell out of your mouth.
I know it did. That's not the point here. The point is, I grew up next to that factory. I think I know what it's pronounced. Not Reese's. Reese's.
I concur with Jonah. I'm sorry, you two. But if you. It's not Reese's.
At least I'm not illiterate swine.
R-E-E-S-E-E-S. It's R-E-E-S-E, like the name Reese, apostrophe S.
No, so I think it's C.
No, it's
no
S.
There's S's. There's no C.
But you live by the factory, so you would know.
I just know how it's pronounced.
Yeah. Good work.
Okay.
What's next?
What do you plan on doing once you graduate?
What about Megan?
Whoa! Oh, Nick, whoa, dude. Yo,
that's
slaying.
A no
slaying
for me, pal. Sorry.
Sorry?
Sorry. It's a no for me.
You know, you got to shoot your shot. Shoot or shoot.
You missed.
Steph Curry.
Feet fetishes.
I don't have one of those.
Shoot.
Well, I plan
I'll shoot
on doing
shot
like graphic
all
design
over,
work
over
since
your
that's
face.
My major.
Do you? Do you plan on doing graphic design? Because you want to see my graphic design? I got a really cool 3D printer at my dorm, if you know what I mean.
No, my glasses aren't good. I don't have my glasses on, and I can't see things that small.
Oh, snap. But you don't even have glasses, though.
But I do.
All right.
Okay.
But she does.
All right, we're going to move on. If we looked at your search history, Nick, what would come up?
The classic question. They always give me with this one, but not this time. Let me think. What's that look? Oh, you're entertained to hear this one.
Oh, I am.
Well, let me pull up my phone here. And let's see. We have some cat memes. Cactuses that look like Al Sharpton. Can I be aborted at 18? And BBC.
Wait, you mean like the British Broadcasting Station?
Yeah, that one. That one. Top Gear. Gandalf and the Star Wars Enterprise. And the what's the one with the guy of color that has no parents?
Orphan Black.
Are you talking about Orphan Black?
Yeah, that one.
It's not actually about a black orphan, but
You actually don't know any of those, right? You mean like a porn category?
With African American men who have very large penises.
I'd like to quote.
Oh, I get it, BBC.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so. Okay, what's your favorite board game?
Mine's Naked Twister.
Okay.
You want to play?
I want to play.
I mean, the studio seems kind of small.
What?
Schlondorn
probably wants to play. I'm sorry, that was my popcorn.
That's probably why we shouldn't eat in here. That was something.
I have to play with my glasses on.
I don't know. The studio does seem small.
She's right. Seem pretty small. Among other things. Nick. Tiny penis.
I'd like to quit while I'm ahead. Part two.
Okay. So, okay, we're going to have a group discussion.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something. You guys are going to tell me your thoughts about it.
Okay,
you should
cool.
talk into the mic, too, while you're doing this group discussion. That'd be really helpful.
All right.
What do you guys think about the guy or the girl paying on the first date? So, like, I don't care. I think it's nice if a guy plays.
If he pays. I'll play.
But, I mean, I still offer. It's still nice to offer, I feel like, to make them feel more comfortable.
Yeah. The way I see it is if she's got a big rack, I'm willing to pay. You know how I roll. Come on. Hey, Jared.
I think the guy should pay for both.
As long as I get the nut, I really don't care if I pay. Just telling
that's
it
a
as
bit
it
too
is.
Far.
Just
that's,
telling it
that's
as it is.
That's kind of far.
That's a bit way too far.
Not far enough, no bound.
Okay, so scratch going out on a date. Wow. Would you rather stay in or go out?
Well, what do you think?
Well, he obviously tries to go out.
Me?
Obviously.
I try to go out.
If you're going to pay someone because you're hoping to come back later.
If I am genuinely dating
someone.
Just
get yourself a prostitute.
No, hold on. No, it's not. First of all, women buying their food is cheaper. Second of all, if I'm genuinely dating someone, I'd rather stay in. You know, I get to nut a lot more.
Okay.
All right.
Megan, what's your take on the night in, night out thing?
I like staying in. It's more laid back. You taking notes?
No.
Throw it away.
What about you, Nick?
What about me?
I think Nick is always a night in guy.
Well.
Because he never goes out.
You know, Netflix and chill. That's kind of my thing, but... I've never been on a date, so I don't really know if that's my thing, actually. But if I had to guess, that'd be it. Yeah.
I'd rather stay in and cuddle.
That's pretty gay.
Okay. Wow, you guys are a sad bunch. Is liking Instagram photos another girl is...
Can you read?
No. I don't have my glasses on.
Oh.
Is liking Instagram photos of another girl cheating? I mean, from another person's, like, another girl's standpoint, it can be. But, like, if they're really pretty, and if I know that he's flirting with me, like, it makes me feel like I'm not good enough. especially when they comment, like if they have like those fire emojis or the heart emojis, that would make me a little self-conscious.
So so what you're telling us is that you're stupid. Not like you needed to tell us, but now you're just confirming it is basically where we're at here at this point.
Well, if you had a girlfriend, but you don't, but if you did, and she went up to you and said, you know, Jonah's really hot.
Yeah.
I like Jonah.
Well,
I don't think
he'd like that.
I mean, obviously I wouldn't like that, but I mean, that's not an Instagram picture. That's
me,
like,
I was always just like a like and scroll kind of dude, but I didn't realize girls thought about it so much. So, I mean, you know, I feel like then they might feel like you're looking at another girl in a, you know, certain sexual type of way, if you know what I'm saying there, folks at home.
Oh, we know.
But yeah, no, I'm so sorry, Megan. I genuinely feel terrible.
If she's thick.
Whoa! Oh, yeah, boy! Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, round three. Okay, so this is where you guys ask me questions, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All
right, I'll start off with the first one. If you had a drunken hookup sesh with one of us, which one would you least want to commit suicide for?
Good question. Good question.
That's a bit deep.
That's hard.
Like I am.
Jonah, you seem like a douche.
True.
Yeah, you agree. Nick, you're just weird.
Dang it!
Pass. Hard pass.
Come on!
All right, I'm sitting beside you, bud. You don't need to be getting violent, okay? All right. Sam seems to be kind of sweet. I mean, not great or good, but you're better than the other two.
I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take it. So wait, would you still kill yourself or no?
I mean, if I had the choice, no, but you're the better of the three. Oh. So, if I had to.
Well, I'd sure as hell kill myself.
So. I mean.
You good over there.
Nick's throwing a tantrum over here, all right? You back? You good?
Hey, how we doing?
All right.
He's back.
Hey, did you guys hear about bringing the Blues to the RMU?
Damn right I did.
Oh, you got the Blues.
Yeah, event from Damn Right I Got the Blues, our partner or sister radio show.
Partner in radio.
Yeah, they have an event. It's a lot of fun. It's bluesy.
Do you have the Blues? Well, damn right.
If you're sad, go to the event and you'll listen to some blues and make you sad. Make you more sad than you already were. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Great. This is good. This is good chat. I'm glad we did this.
All right. Let's get back to dating because I think I'm getting somewhere.
You think? Okay.
Really? Cool. You do?
Just read the next question.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see here. Which one of us would you think would ask for booty pics right off the bat?
All right. Again, Sam, you're the good guy here. You might have a kinky side, but I don't know if you'd be asking for
I feel picks. Like he's a three dates in kind of guy.
Probably. I see it.
He's like, hey, we're getting to know each other. Can I see your butt? And she's like, not today.
But I feel like he would wait.
Oh, he would wait. I believe he would wait.
I would wait 3 minutes. Oh! Wee! Yeah.
His phone takes a while to open.
Wait. 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 Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's the quiet ones you need to look out for. So Jonah, right off the bat, yes, you
would. I'm not quiet. I'm very loud and open about my opinions.
That's why she said you would ask for.
To look out for.
Oh, okay.
Kinky ones.
I got you. That's true. That is true.
Yes. But yeah, you would 100%.
No, oh, yeah.
Nick probably
wrong.
But it would be weird. Like, asking for a costume thing to be tied.
It's like your brother.
That's not true.
It's like
at
your
all.
Brother asking you for nudes. If
what?
Nick's asking you for nudes, it's like your brother.
Excuse
well,
me.
Well, like, he'd be like, "Can I have a pic of your ass?" But like, can you be dressed in something like Alice in Wonderland or like something weird as shit? Oh, I can't say that.
You're fine as long as you don't tell him the link. We're good.
That costs money, Megan. That costs money. Way to blow it on your first show.
Nick would be like, "Megan, could you show me yourself naked, but dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire?"
No, I think
he's that kind of guy.
Nick would probably ask to get married first, and then
I think
I'm ready. Okay,
I think we all have the wrong impression of Nick so far. That's just my opinion.
I think the thought of Nick, like you contemplating whether to send him booty
Compton,
pics.
Straight out of Compton.
Contemplating.
Contemplating.
Jay-Z's going to, no, he wasn't. Yeah, never
no,
mind.
He wasn't.
Never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
There's contemplating, and then there's contemplating. Gia.
Featuring Dr. Dre.
Straight out of Compton, plain.
Now, right. I was going to say a line, but I can't because, you know, the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
That's
can't say
a lot
that
of their
like
songs.
Out. You can't.
I can't
when
say
we
that.
Turn off the mics, right? You can't say that when we turn off the mics.
No, I know I can't.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on.
All right. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. What would be your ideal date?
Maybe a coffee date. That's kind of cute. And like if he has something planned afterwards, like a show or like a drive
hate
somewhere.
I coffee.
Something like that. You don't like coffee?
I like coffee. It's nice.
Coffee.
Okay, so do you put anything in your coffee?
I do. I make my coffee like really, really sweet because like I just don't like the original taste of like black coffee.
So you put coffee with your sugar.
Exactly. That's what my dad, you remind me of my dad. My dad says that.
That's not good to say when she's trying to date you.
It's a great pickup line. You remind me of my dad.
Want to go out?
I think I'm in first, guys.
I mean, I don't know. So questionable to me.
I would. My date would definitely.
Would it be an art gallery, Nick?
We'd definitely go back to the museum
so.
From last week and
look at the O'Keefe.
Look at the Van Gogh paintings. By far, that's number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
You like the impression that was left?
Let's go to the museum.
I didn't like the impression that was left.
Are we talking about
where would you take someone?
Where would I take someone?
What would be your first ideal date?
Trying to think here. Let's see.
Casually not picking up a piece of paper.
Yeah, I'm just...
He's just thinking.
I don't know what I would do. I would probably take him... Take him to the mall. No, not him. M. Take M. Like,
oh, E-M.
Take M. Like the... Like
E-M.
A, yeah, E-M. Apostrophe E-M.
Yeah, I know. I got
take
you.
Take M.
I got you. Don't you worry.
I love doing the radio thing, but I am a pimp on the side.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
How do we stay on the air?
I told you,
so
the
that's
quiet ones you got to look out for.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
definitely in first now.
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well,
I'm dead last. I know that.
Yeah, well, probably on like a shopping trip.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. What, I hate shopping.
Yes.
And I'd probably take him to coffee. Man, I hate coffee. Then I'd go watch a movie at my place. After I drop them off. I'd go drop them off. No,
you
no, no.
Watch a movie with them?
Why would I do that?
That's such a lame first date.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Just,
what are you going to accomplish? Like the put your arm behind her tactic at the movie? That's all you're going to really do.
That was a funny one. You remember, you're talking to a pimp now.
I know. That was more in general, not just directed towards you.
Okay, next topic.
Yeah? Yeah?
Got to ask me a question.
Is it time?
What is it time for? Hammer time?
I think.
Hottest actor.
Well,
Sean Penn.
I mean,
I used to be an actor back in the day. I won an Apollo Award, you know, because I was good at acting, and I was an actor who was in things where I acted.
Okay. Favorite actor? Probably...
You know, I'm told that I look like a ginger version of Channing Tatum.
You look like a real-life version of Morty. That's what you look like. From Rick and Morty, everybody, if no one knows that.
No, I thought they meant the other Morty.
Okay. Favorite actor?
Or Mort Goldberg from Family Guy.
Isn't it Goldman?
Goldman, I'm sorry. Thank you, Sam.
No, it's fine.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible comparison. I feel so bad.
But it fits so well.
He doesn't have glasses.
Ah.
Yeah, neither does Morty.
That's right.
I guess. Okay. So. All right. Favorite actor. Maybe Matthew McConaughey, I guess.
Oh, you know, people actually say I look like Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
The guy in The Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't like Matthew McConaughey's voice.
Oh, no. They said I act like Anthony Hopkins from The Silence of the Lambs.
Do you put the lotion on?
What?
No.
One's ever seen Silence of the
Lambs? No, I get the reference.
He gets the reference.
But... No, just a little. You know, we'll talk about this a different time. All right.
All right. So I'm gonna ask you guys a question. What's something I can't guess about you?
I have a gigantic
No, heart. Oh.
Okay. All right.
I have a heart.
It's yitch.
Big heart.
Okay.
Well. I have a soft side that not many people get to see.
You mean the
liver? You mean the liver that isn't yours?
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Remember when you stole that liver?
Oh, boy.
How'd you do it? Was he asleep? Was he awake?
I hijacked someone's liver, yeah. I enjoy living, so. Thus is why that had to happen.
Was it like SEAL Team 6? Go, go, go.
No, it wasn't that at all.
Do you know the guy?
No, he's dead.
He doesn't have a liver.
So,
Well, true.
Well, one thing many people don't know about me is I actually prefer girls with smaller breasts because it's closer to the heart. You know, sweet.
That's pretty lame.
That's, I like it.
That's lame. Yeah.
It comes from the heart.
Yeah. Well,
we're talking a lot about hearts, guys.
I know we are.
There must be so caring. There must be
that was
such a
really
good
lame.
Side about all you guys that I just can't
that was
seem
so
to see
lame.
Today.
That was lame.
That was the lamest thing I've ever heard in my life. What are you trying to accomplish here?
I'm not trying to accomplish anything. It's you the one that needs to accomplish something.
Yeah, that's right. Red face.
I was going to say virgin.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Virgin Mary over here. Not Nick. Not Megan, I'm sorry. Nick. He's a woman, too.
Because
he has a vagina.
All right. Settle down there, Harvey.
Nick, would you like to star in my movie?
Because it comes at a cost. All right.
Okay.
You're going to need a couple favors from you.
What are three things you want to do before you die? Okay, so I want to travel to Italy. I think skydiving would be cool. And snorkel somewhere tropical. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah.
You know what I'd think would be fun?
What?
If after this shindig was over, we hopped in my car, went to Sheets.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Without anyone else, just like me and you.
Oh.
Because I'm going to win this show.
Evidently.
Did he just say he's taking her to Sheets?
He's taking her to Sheets?
How did he get reservations at Sheets?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I called ahead, okay,
I've been
bro?
Wanting to get in there for years.
I'm high class.
I don't know how to get it.
I'm super high class.
Wait, will you get me mac and cheese bites?
I think she'll open up for you if you.
You think?
Get mac and cheese by 4.
Because to answer What's your that? Question.
Not her legs, but her heart.
All I'm really trying to do here is get some, get my degree, and make money. And at this point, I'm really ready to do anything it takes to make those things happen.
So if we go to Sheets, are you going to try anything weird?
Oh, yes, he will.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, he will. Like, you were on last week's episode.
You don't know me.
He masturbated art.
Like, are you
going
to take me
paintings.
To an art gallery? Yeah, are you going to take me
That's
to an art
gallery? That's not till at least the second date.
So I think you need to wait for, like, that's like a third or fourth date.
It's a second date
thing.
That should
be a never date.
You think
don't,
so?
You don't do that.
You think so, Blue Shirt?
What if it's his own art gallery?
I don't know. I'm not the one that masturbates
maybe,
to Van Gogh paintings.
Maybe I don't want to take you in my car because you're going to make it smell like Jewel Pen, which you haven't stopped doing since you got in the studio. I think you have a problem, and I don't think I would like to go to Sheets with you because evidently you have a problem that's much bigger than being single and having Miller, of all people, braid your hair. The most incompetent human being I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, he's got that right.
And your shirt says cool to make up for the fact that you're not cool. Or maybe because it rhymes with jewel, which is, again, your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Oh, she just started vaping. Oh, she just used the jewel again. Is that really what it's called?
Oh, yeah, it's called jewel.
Jewel. Oh, well, it's spelled a different way. Oh, how meta. Wow. Look at me. I vape. Yeah.
Notice me.
Nick, how do you feel?
You know what I feel like?
Masturbating to an O'Keefe painting?
Van Gogh,
I'm sorry.
I feel like picking up my items and walking out that door.
I don't have any more questions, you can.
And never turning back.
Well, you didn't ask us.
I don't have any more questions for him.
Okay, well, what about me?
Well, we're still talking about three things you want to do before you die.
Yeah.
What were those things?
Well, I want a really, really, really tall glass of water. I want a glass of water so I can drink it. And then I want a pair of Beats Solo headphones.
Yeah.
That I can wear around my neck all the time. So all the people at school think I'm really awesome. And then I want a really tall basketball player to take a picture with me so I can put it on my MySpace page. And yeah.
And then yeah. I'll
die. When'd you make your MySpace page?
7 minutes ago.
I was going to say, was it recent?
Yeah. Yes. Jonah, what about you?
I think I'd like to meet a nice Pakistani woman so I could go into their culture and I could join the frat that they have where they all stand around a trash can and smoke cigarettes and wear Fly Amrit shirts. I'd really like to be a part of that group.
That'd be all good right.
One. All right. What are the other two things?
The other two things? I thought those were the two things. I want to develop a tobacco addiction and get a Fly Emirates t-shirt.
Oh, okay, I get it.
No.
not a tobacco addiction like yours, Megan.
Hey, Blue Shirt, who won?
Who? Not you.
Oh, snap.
Not again! Come on!
How long has this been on? It's only 43 minutes. That's it.
I mean... Jonah, you're a dick.
I mean, hey, you're not wrong.
Sorry, Sam. You're it. Well, you're the only one left.
I guess it's time to go kill myself. See ya.
I love the way she presented well.
Sorry.
I guess it's you.
I'm it. This win.
This was tragic.
This was
tragic?
This may have been worse than the last one.
This was worse than anything.
Well, hey, I hope you guys had fun.
This was worse than the worst thing I can remember that was worse.
No, you know what this was more than anything?
bad TV, bad radio.
I was gonna, exactly. This was no boundaries. We had fun. I hope you guys had fun. You listeners and supporters of No Boundaries on NPR News. And we're gonna be back to normal episodes next weekend.
Yeah.
So
and
yeah,
we emailed a couple celebrities to come in. We haven't heard back from them yet, but we're hoping they respond.
They're probably not gonna respond, but you know what? We're gonna be back with some more news. And
doesn't she love me, man?
Dang Nick, it! Would you like to end the show?
I don't think we should let Nick.
I don't think we should either.
Yeah, I don't think we should either.
Okay.
How about we let Meg?
Yeah.
Me in the show?
And yeah, would you like to?
How do I end
yeah,
the show?
You
idea.
Just do whatever you want. You say, do your thing, girl.
Do my thing. It's not going to be much.
Just never is.
Get myself together.
All right, well, this was No Boundaries. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Okay, sweet. Bye.
Yeah, bye.